Another troubling economic report. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The second in as many days. This time, wholesale prices up more than 11% last month from June of last year.
The Labor Department says nearly 90% of this annual increase in June is from inflation in oil, natural gas, and other types of energy. You take out energy, food, and trade services. Those are the more volatile categories. Wholesale prices rose 6.4%. from June of last year.
Fox's Rich Edson. First-time jobless claims for unemployment benefits last week climbed an estimated 244,000. President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Lapid both vowing Thursday that Iran cannot get nuclear weapons, but disagreeing on how to prevent that from happening. Prime Minister Lapid saying only a credible military threat will work, but
the president says that he's hoping for diplomacy with Iran and a second crack at the nuclear deal with Iran, while also trying to reassure the Israelis who are nervous about a nuclear deal that as a very last resort, the U.S. would use military power to prevent Iran from getting a nuke. And so to put that in writing, the president signed on to a joint declaration. Part of that says the United States stresses that integral to this pledge is the commitment to never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon and that it is prepared to use all elements of its national power to ensure that outcome.
Fox's Peter Ducey traveling with the president. The president wraps up his Israel portion of his Middle East trip on Friday. After a meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank, he'll fly to Jeddah for meetings in Saudi Arabia. Former President Trump's first wife, Ivana, has been found dead in her Manhattan apartment. Mr. Trump posting on his social media app, "She was a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman who led a great and inspirational life." New York City police says they say they do not suspect foul play. Ivana Trump was 73. Wall Street mixed Thursday. The Dow dropped 142. NASDAQ gained 3.5. America is listening to
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The National Governors Association held its annual summer meeting in Maine on Thursday to look for bipartisan solutions, but sidestepped some of the bigger issues.
This year, just 19 governors attended. On the agenda, K through 12 computer science education and the return of travel and tourism. Not on the agenda, the elephant in the room, abortion, inflation, crime, and the governors eyeing potential 2024 presidential runs. Like Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom. Neither attended the conference, but both are rising stars. After Newsom released a campaign ad in Florida attacking DeSantis, the Republican Governors Association attacked Newsom in a video tweeting, "Bold to invite Floridians to move to California when you're literally out of U-Hauls."
Fox's Brian Yenis. A grand jury in South Carolina has indicted formerly prominent attorney Alex Murdoch on murder charges for the deaths of his wife and their 22-year-old son. He'd called 911 in June of last year to report he'd found them shot to death outside their home. Murdoch has repeatedly denied any role in their deaths. Buffalo, New York, the Tops supermarket, where 11 people were shot to death 2 months ago, reopened to customers on Thursday. Tops CEO John Person says because the neighborhood needs it.
There was tremendous outpouring of love to respond to local needs and to ensure the community still had access to food and other services. That served as a source of inspiration to all of us at Tops as we focused our attention on supporting our associates, our customers in the entire Jefferson Avenue neighborhood.
Also Thursday, a federal grand jury handed down a 27-count indictment against the 19-year-old man accused of those shootings. In Georgia, the Cobb County School Board has approved a policy to let some of its employees carry guns in schools, but that policy specifically excludes teachers from carrying. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.